This is Newsbeat.
Essential equipment for the front line of a war. Gun, body armour, phone. One US Army captain says he's developed an app for smartphones that can work out where the enemy is shooting from. He says he started working on it after two friends died in a rocket attack. And our US reporter Dave Howard's been to meet him.
Hey, Captain Springer.
Hey, Dave. Call me John. Come on in.
Captain Jonathan Springer, home from a 12-month Afghan tour with the 101st Airborne Division, Air Assault.
That's some guard dog you have there.
Yeah, it's Piggy. Piggy the Pug.
We talk. He remembers fallen comrades.
Two soldiers, Specialist Plunk and Specialist Thompson. We were in the Peshawar River Valley. They took a rocket, died instantly.
Those deaths, he says, got him thinking.
What can I do to, like, help prevent something like this in the future?
His answer? Tactical Nav, an app troops can download to their smartphones.
The app combines three components, a compass, a map, and a camera. It's pretty simple, but obviously it does a little more than that.
Now, you'll have to use your imagination here. There aren't many Taliban in Captain Springer's Indiana suburb, but we head out to the street for a demonstration.
I'm pulling out the app right now. I'm going to zero in on our position, because there's a very funny truck up there. If I sight in on it, I lock the compass. He's acting very suspicious. And then I hear a couple pop shots.
Okay, so now we're taking fire.
We're taking fire.
We're hunkered down now. We're behind the barrier.
Here's our current location of 16 Tango Foxtrot Lima. You can mark a waypoint, and I can send that waypoint to the command center.
Photos, coordinates, trajectories, all sent straight from the app. Command center can then use that information to call an airstrike or a rescue helicopter.
I emailed the Army, said, hey, you know, is there any kind of grants or something that you can help me with? Sorry, we don't have the funds right now. Sorry, basically.
Captain Springer says he's annoyed by that response.
It's almost a slap in the face to me.
He believes smartphones are an untapped military resource.
You do sell the app, though. You presumably do want to make money out of it.
Only because of the money I've invested. I don't see dollar signs. What I see is soldiers' lives.
We asked the US military what they think and got no response. In the UK, the Ministry of Defence says it's actively exploring ways to use smartphones in recruitment, training, and on the front line.
There's nothing in the app, is there, that is new or different apart from the way it's packaged for the smartphone?
Exactly. And the way it's, to me, easy to use. And it's accurate.
One.